A study says watching TV frequently can harm brain health. Mark Mayfield has the story.
The study was led by researchers from the University of Southern California. It found that people who reported watching TV very often showed reduced size in areas of the brain that are linked to memory and damage in areas of the brain that are tied to aging, stroke risk, cognitive decline, and dementia. Men were the most vulnerable to the changes. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Mark Mayfield with that story here on WWIB. Also, today in history, on this 69-degree Tuesday, it is July 21st, the 202nd day of 2026. In 1861, the Confederates held off the Union troops in the Battle of Bull Run Creek at Manassas Junction, Virginia. It was the first major battle of the American Civil War. Also on this day, 101 years ago, the John T. Scopes monkey trial ended in Dayton, Tennessee. Scopes was convicted of violating state law by teaching Charles Darwin's theory of evolution. His conviction was later overturned. And in 1930, the Veterans Administration of the United States was established on this day. Also in sports, on this day in 1957, Althea Gibson became the first black woman to win a major U.S. tennis title. She won the Women's National Clay Court Singles Competition. And finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for July 21st. It's easy to want God's will when it's what we want the rest of the time we grow. Luke 16:10, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. Goff says, I always get a kick out of the way kids love to obey when there's something in it for them. Take a group of boys to shoot BB guns and they'll be on their best behavior. Promise a treat after the rooms get cleaned and you're wondering why they don't do it more often. It's easy for kids to get in line when there's a reward after the work. It's a different story when it comes to math class or doing chores around the house. When rules are laid out for an activity we don't enjoy, it's harder to sell us on the beauty of obedience, so we settle for mere compliance. Compliance is just behavior. It's good manners. Obedience is about doing what we don't want, even when we don't fully understand. Goff says, we like to think we outgrow the grumpy spirit of dissent when we don't get what we want, but I'm not sure we ever shake the tendency. We often just act better. It's easy to follow God's will when he sends us in the direction of what feels fun or exciting or gratifying, but it's not so easy when he keeps us in jobs we don't want or in relationships with difficult people. Those are the moments, however, when our faith is put to the test. It's when we actually find out who we really are. Final paragraph. The mundane tasks, the unpleasant obedience, and the difficult people are report cards on what we've learned about love. If we can be faithful under circumstances we wouldn't choose, people will see what our faith is all about. Hang tight when things get tough. It's training ground for the next adventure. Is God asking you to do something you don't want to do? This is where it gets good. Today's closing question, what's something you need to do that you've been avoiding? What's something you need to do that you've been avoiding? The CCM world, Brandon Heath turning 48 today, and so we've got a tune from Brandon here on WWIB this morning, and had typed in the word Heath and made it all go away when I added something else. So a lot of great tunes from Brandon Heath. I think, though, the one that if I had to pick one Brandon Heath song, if my life depended on it, I would go with Give Me Your Eyes. WWIB, where we are family. Good morning, weather, bottom of the hour. A little cooler today.
Look down from a broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight. Touch down in the coal black top, hold on for the sudden stop. Breathing the familiar shock of confusion and chaos. All those people going somewhere. Why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah.
Alrighty, everybody. The weather's been hot, hot, hot. I think our friends across the pond over in Japan have an idea that might hit the sweet spot today. It's called the Human Refrigerator. It has debuted in Japan. A new cooling booth has been introduced in Japan to provide relief for workers facing extreme heat conditions.
Yeah, developed by a company known for refrigeration and vending machines, the unit is being positioned at construction sites and other outdoor work environments. Boy, that would have been great the last couple of weeks, the last week especially, right?
Where has this story been? We just found it. Maybe a little bit too late, but no, we've got more hot weather coming. We know that. The booth cools users in less than 10 minutes by maintaining an interior temperature of just 59 degrees while directing 41 degrees Fahrenheit air to keep areas of the body, such as the head, neck, and shoulders, cool.
So this is different from air conditioning. I mean, it seems like I've been experiencing this. Again, apart from this, I do sales. Mm-hmm. And I've been out and about, even in the hot weather, and the air conditioning currently not working in my car, my 2004 Accord. And so, you know, the windows rolled down is kind of nature's way of air conditioning.
Right.
Not the greatest.
Uh-huh.
So, but every time you go into an air-conditioned building, it kind of does this, doesn't it?
Right, it does. But and the thing is, I mean, it's right there, like, on these construction sites. So it's really cool for these guys to go in and out of it while they're working. But I would think their body temperature, it's got to be almost a shock to the system too much, would be my thought.
Yeah, so. The box requires no installation. It can be plugged into any standard outlet. Yeah, that's the thing, right? I mean, road construction and all sorts of construction in general, right? They don't have an accessibility to an air-conditioned building or go hop in an air-conditioned vehicle.
Yeah. And it features three airflow settings and an automatic shutoff after 20 minutes to prevent overcooling. Huh. I would think that once these guys get in that thing, they don't want to get out. That would be my thought. I know they want to keep them cool while they're working, but do you want to cool somebody down so much that they don't want to go back to work?
Yeah, that's a good point. There we go. Phil Wickham teaming up with the Friday night headliner for OneFest 10 days from now, Crowder, WWIB, where we are family. I'm sure, Scott, with your 30 years in Christian radio, you've seen Crowder live.
Definitely. Yeah. And Crowder, one of my dad's favorite artists. Mm-hmm. My dad's almost 90. And Crowder, he reaches the different age brackets, don't you think? So many great songs, and just a very unique guy in general. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest about that. Not too many guys on Christian music stages have a beard that goes down almost to the stage. Right?
You know, when Caleb and I introduced him at OneFest, Caleb's idea, and we actually did initially go out on stage and then put these fake beards on.
I would have loved to seen that, Mark. Really, you with some facial hair?
The pictures still exist, Ben. I think they've been on web social media in the not-too-distant past. But the challenge for Caleb and whoever introduces, because I'll be back here after Matt Maher, I'll be hustling to get back here for the after party from 10 to midnight with Dawson.
Yep.
But the fact is, I don't know how you can do a better intro than the fake beards for David Crowder, but it's going to be Crowder again as our Friday night headline. All right, so Whip Wake Up Show, Tuesday Trivia, WWIB. Now, Caleb usually takes the lead on this. We confer, we confab, but, I mean, ultimately, he does lead out as part of his Tuesday work. He's away, and I hope he's having a relaxing, fun time away, and then back in here tomorrow. I call him the hardest working guy on radio, so he works incredibly hard.
Yep.
So you're in, Scott, appreciated, and you've kind of led the way, and we've settled on a question. We're going to get what it is, but first we need to know what the prize is.
Yeah.
And you'll have a chance to call and win at 723-2555. Now, listen, we gave away our last pair of Full Event OneFest tickets last week, courtesy of State Farm agent Michelle Mua, and thanks to so many of our OneFest sponsors for sponsoring those giveaways. But, yeah, how about a free medium concrete mixer with your choice of two mixins from Culver's?
Love it.
Yeah. So we've got that here this morning. And then what we tell people is you have up to 2 months to pick up your prize here at WWIB. The truth is, after that, it could potentially be recycled.
Okay.
This is something that somebody won back in February, never picked it up. So we are recycling the prize here this morning.
What do we have?
In addition to that, how about Mercy Me Almost There and Mercy Me Lifer? So two Mercy Me CDs and a free medium concrete mixer with two mix-ins from Culver's. That's a pretty good deal.
Get your jam on with some music and then get some Culver's. Love it.
All right, so 723-2555. Scott's got the question.
18% of people say they've gone into debt after splurging on what?
All right, what is it? 723-2555. If you haven't won from us in the last 2 months, you're eligible. 723-2555. 18% of us say they've gone into debt after splurging on what? All right, so let's go to the phones. And hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lori from New Auburn.
All right, Lori, what's the correct answer to 18% of us say we've gone into debt after splurging on what?
I'm guessing vacations.
Vacations. What makes you say that?
I just think people overspend.
On vacations, yeah, this time of the year.
Yeah,
could that be
like,
it?
Oh, yeah, let's eat out. We don't want to cook.
Yeah, right. And then all of a sudden, just kind of like Christmas, right? You kind of splurge on that. And right. So, well, could that be it?
It is. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, I wanted to make it a little bit easier than you guys, like you and Caleb, but I made it way too easy, I guess, today. But that's congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, hold the line, and we'll work out the details. Again, 18% of us say we go into debt. I mean, so plan your vacation, have fun, but please don't go into debt.
That just blows my mind that that's how we kind of roll in today's society. But, you know, and we're talking probably like, and it says the true answer was a big vacation.
Okay.
But we'll give it to our listener today because, you know, to me a vacation is a vacation. But but we're probably talking like maybe going to Greece. Or maybe going to, you never know.
Yeah.
But congratulations. Way to go. Way to be on top of things and be awake this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Have you had a vacation yet this summer?
I have. I'm actually at our lake house this week enjoying time with my family.
Fantastic. All right. Hold the line. We'll work out the details for you to pick up your prize here at WWIB. All right. Dogs barking because we have a story that I think barks up the right tree here. As 2 in 3 dog owners cook special meals just for their pup.
Dogs are treated just like many children in many homes. Some folks have been taking their puppy parenting to another level, the extreme level, in my opinion, Mark.
Yeah, now just before we get more into the story, I think we know that in general, it seems like societally, people are taking longer to get married, and more couples are saying, we're not going to have kids. I know of a couple in our family, extended family, that they've got they got married with no intention to have children. They have a couple of dogs.
Hmm?
More and more times, people talk about having their grand puppies. I may have referenced that a time or two. So, yeah, this is the day and age we live. 6 in 10 dog owners admit that they care about their pets so much they consider themselves helicopter parents, which is what, Scott?
Basically, way too overly protective.
Hovering.
Yeah, like a helicopter. Okay. And micromanaging your pet. How do you do that?
A survey of 2,000 American dog owners found 91% pay close attention to what their dog needs.
Yeah, we love our doggies. Another 89% worry about their comfort as the seasons change.
And in order to protect their pup from harsher weather, dog owners most likely buy them a, in fact, 46% of them say they buy their dog a sweater.
Yeah, I've seen that. A winter coat? Huh. How do you put a winter coat on a dog? A puffy coat? Wouldn't that be something? Like with puffy jackets?
And I think that's, you know, there's a little, we have our dogs, we have our two, a mini Aussie Shepherd, Athena.
Okay.
Boy, she's a piece of work.
Yeah.
And also our miniature poodle, Wesley. And so, but a lot of times we'll dog sit. We'll dog sit maybe for another mini poodle, Darling, my daughter's dog. But then actually some weekends it gets extended. Like our kids' friends know that your parents are cool and they'll dog sit.
Yeah.
Because some of them have actually, they bought some of the offspring from some of our dogs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we'll get as many as 5. We may have maxed out at 6. That's just a lot of dogs.
That is. I can tell you one of the funnest things that we ever put on a little toy poodle when I was growing up was a little Santa Claus outfit.
Okay,
At Christmas time, and it had like a little red coat, and then it had like with a string, it had a little pointy like Santa hat kind of with attached to it was a rubber band which had the little beard. Huh. So it had a little, and it just the hat and the beard that the dog just couldn't stand it, and she would shake it off. and we would put it back on her, and she would shake it off. She had to be a little Santa Claus dog for some reason.
What kind of dog?
It was a toy poodle.
Okay.
Yeah, a little white poodle.
Remember her name?
Tammy.
The dog's name was Tammy?
Tammy, yes.
That seems like an interesting dog name.
Oh, what are you saying there, Mark?
Where did you
I don't know. I never got to name any of our dogs, so.
More than 4 in 5, 87% treat their dog as a valued member of their family, and 3 in 4 insist that their pup knows they know just how spoiled they are.
We love our dogs, don't we? We just absolutely love our dogs. Mm-hmm. That's all right. But remember, keep loving God at the same time and people.
There we go, because dog spelled backward is God.
Amen. Hey, can you play a real smooth song for my dog? WWIP.
All right, well, I guess, you know, maybe I'm jumping the gun in the NFL. I mean, the training camp isn't even until next week, but it's coming. And your wife, Jeannie, is from Green Bay. I didn't know that.
She, Ashwaubenon, which is right there next to Green Bay. I mean, she grew up 2 blocks away from Lambeau Field, the frozen tundra. And, cool story about my wife's family. The house that she grew up in recently was bought by head coach Matt LaFleur, and his dad is currently living in the house that she grew up in, which is kind of a cool...
That's a little trivia
question right there.
That's very cool.
So, yeah, and they totally gutted the house. It doesn't look anything like the 1970-ish house that it used to.
Uh-huh.
It's totally different on the outside. I don't know about the inside. I've been tempted to want to just go up and say, hi, my wife used to live here. Can we take a tour of your house?
Yeah.
I haven't had the gumption to do that yet, though.
Yeah, so, interesting.
But anyway, we talk about yellow for sports right now. This is such an interesting story because I'm kind of conflicted about this because the Packers are green and gold.
Right.
Researchers in the UK found that wearing yellow tends to increase your chances of excelling at sports.
Huh.
So looking like a golden ray of sunshine or like a... a sunflower, seems to say that, hey, you're the cream of the crop.
Hmm. Yellow seems to encourage a creative and positive mental attitude, while wearing green tends to make one over-relaxed. That's interesting. You know, doing a lot of Chi-High sports on WOGO, I think of, like, some of their basketball and baseball uniforms, they've taken to wearing black. And I like it. Now, as a play-by-play announcer, I like it because white numbers on black, you can read that pretty well. But I don't know. It seems to have a good message. It sends, I think, kind of an intensity to your opponent. Like, we're serious.
You're going to dominate them if you're wearing black. Don't mess with us, right?
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, yellow apparently is the best color to wear when you're doing sports. You're going to think creatively. You're going to be positive.
Yeah.
You know, there a lot of ladies that wear yellow dresses, I think, are very confident. Have you noticed that in life? I have.
I've not ever made that observation.
Well,
okay.
Now you've heard about it. So,
color in sports, I think of the fact that the University of Iowa, their football locker room, pink, right?
Okay.
And so the idea is to just kind of, I don't know what, just kind of soften the mental focus of the opponent.
All I'm picturing right now, though, is like a family of soccer kids dressing them up in all, like having a half a dozen kids in yellow shirts, one of every size,
and
just have like little sunflowers there.
Yeah, there you go.